The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. $3.9 million grant awarded to study effects of low glycemic diet. The U.S. Department of Defense has awarded $3.9 million to fund clinical research to test the impact of a low glycemic diet on physical, cognitive, and psychological function in people with multiple sclerosis. The four-year project, called Impact of Diet Quality and Calorie Restriction on Physical Function and Patient-Reported Outcomes on Multiple Sclerosis, will take the form of a clinical trial that's expected to launch in November. It was spearheaded by Brooks Wingo, Ph.D., and Amy Goss, Ph.D., along with colleagues at the University of Alabama and Washington University in St. Louis, the two sites where participants will be enrolled. This study is unique because it's highly translatable, Goss said in a university news release. We not only have the potential to change the lives of people directly involved in this study, but hopefully to improve health outcomes for all people living with MS. Our findings could possess the potential to change clinical care when it comes to multiple sclerosis, Goss said. Diet can significantly influence energy, strength, gastrointestinal function, mood, and immune health, among other things. In MS patients, an unhealthy diet has been linked to worse health outcomes. While healthy eating is advised and many dietary guidelines exist, a standardized diet for MS has not been established. A diet with a low glycemic load, or one with carbohydrates that cause fewer blood sugar spikes, is thought to enable fat loss while maintaining or increasing muscle mass and could be a promising diet for MS patients. Examples of low glycemic foods include green vegetables, most fruits, beans, and nuts. Previously, Wingo and Goss were involved in a pilot trial that evaluated the feasibility of delivering a calorie-restricted diet with low glycemic load via telehealth in 20 patients with relapsing-remitting MS. Results showed the diet is feasible and may be associated with positive effects on symptoms and cardiac health. The upcoming Food for MS trial will be conducted to test the effectiveness of the diet over 8 months in 100 RRMS or secondary progressive MS patients who are overweight or obese. Participants will be randomly assigned to receive either a low or standard glycemic load diet designed by dietitians. Food will be delivered via a grocery delivery service, and participants will be asked to log their meals in an online research portal. All patients will also receive weekly phone calls to discuss goals and meal preparation. For the first 16 weeks, participants will eat enough calories from their assigned diet to maintain their weight. In the second half of the study, however, participants will reduce their calorie intake by 500 kilocalories a day, with a goal of losing 5 to 10% of their body weight. By analyzing four distinct treatments, we are hopeful to determine if weight loss is needed to improve MS outcomes, and if improving food quality leads to separate and additional benefits, Wingo said. The study's primary goal is to assess changes in physical function, as assessed with the Multiple Sclerosis Functional Composite Scale. The team also will look at the effects of the dietary interventions on other facets of health, including cognitive function, pain, fatigue, sleep, mood, and anxiety. All participants will undergo a full-body MRI to analyze body fat distribution in response to the diet and whether fat deposits throughout the body are associated with worse metabolic health outcomes. With the imaging, researchers will be able to see whether the diet allows participants to lose fat but maintain muscle mass. Routine blood work and clinical assessments will be performed to monitor blood sugar, inflammation, metabolic markers, blood pressure, and weight. Some participants will also undergo imaging to assess changes in neuroinflammation with the diet. The trial was funded by the DOD-administered Multiple Sclerosis Research Program, a part of the Congressionally Directed Medical Research Program, which funds research aligned with the research goals of the National Institutes of Health. It's administered by the DOD and funded by the U.S. Congress. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on May 31, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on May 27, 2022. How I get through my days. More importantly, please tell me how you get through yours. Today's youth have to accumulate a range of skills. Everything changes so fast. Parents often have no idea what career their kids even want to follow. Do you know what a UX designer is? Me neither. This latest social change was revealed to me in a recent Guardian article, which explained that the role was to do with behind-the-scenes online design. Yeah, that helps. In a world of continually shifting Uber sandstorms, even a job that I'd never understand could equally be superseded, buried by my own self-induced dunes of change. It struck me that we multiple sclerosis lot are equally having to learn new skills, or in my case, dig out my old journal ones. It depends how hard it hits you, and if you can get, or afford, disease-modifying therapy, hematopoietic stem cell transplantation early enough. That aims to stop the damage MS causes by wiping out and then regrowing your immune system using your stem cells. And if it works on you, hurrah, at least you'll halt any further deterioration and hopefully even recover a tad. For the rest of us, it's constant adaptation. As we physically deteriorate, what do you hold on to when even physically holding on to things becomes impossible? Okay, that's me, but all our MS experiences are so different. I remember the MS Society UK mantra for a while was, no two the same, which sums it up nicely. If our minds remain active but our bodies don't, what do we get up to when not dealing with our MS monster? I was always a writer, so going back to journalism was like getting back on a very old, dusty, dry bike. It wasn't planned. I'd written a comedic piece for my own gratification and only got around to sending it out when boredom forced me into it. It was during my walking, well, hobbling phase. Dragging a nerve-filled, lymphedema-engorged rhino right leg led to a severe muscular tearing in my left one. Standing induced screaming. Being stuck in the bedroom for a couple of months made me twiddle my thumbs on my laptop. This led to my column here about 5 years ago. I was still maintaining my first love, producing The Edge at the Comedy Store in London, which, unsurprisingly, I found even more fulfilling. Mental sparring was the one area where I was still on level terms, despite stand-ups always thinking a producer's jokes and ideas were terrible, even when they worked. So journalism I've fallen back into. Indeed, I'm fast approaching the length of time I first accumulated in it. Writing, however, I've been doing in one form or other since the age of 19. I don't include academic essays. Their flourishes of language are not worth the paper they're written on. Instead, I have gone back to my first forlorn love of creative writing, unpublished novel and all. There are also the joys of long-form streaming television to now be enjoyed. Streaming music and audiobooks has also been finally accepted. Audible is a welcome addition, as often print is too small and the books themselves are too heavy to read in bed. The pandemic has got me out of the habit of socializing. Trips to smart hotels have disappeared because of my need for a hoist. It now costs nearly as much to catch a taxi and return to a Michelin-starred London restaurant as it does to order superb victuals. So what do you get up to? It was relatively okay for me as retirement was fast approaching anyway. But I know from my time as the co-moderator of our MS News Today forums that many of you have had to stop work much earlier in life. I picked up an ingrained habit from there. Always ask a question. Thus, we face enormous constraints. Have you discovered anything new or old that you now participate in? To read more columns by John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.